Investigators say if you're fleeing a fire, remembering to shut the door behind you can save lives by preventing the blaze from spreading. It can also reduce property damage. During the Marco Polo high-rise fire, 911 callers who were in the building were instructed to try and get to a safe place and close the door behind them if they could.
Okay, if he can, get a wet towel. If he cannot, if there's no time, just go on the balcony and close the door.
Go outside on the balcony and close the door.
Fire departments in some cities and states have launched their own campaigns. New York rolled out this public service announcement.
A fire breaks out on the first floor of a two-family house.
Door.
The woman quickly leaves to call the fire department.
Door.
And two people die upstairs, overcome by smoke.
Door.
A man smoking in bed starts a fire.
The door.
Leaves the bedroom, rushes to a phone.
The door.
And before the fire department gets there,
the door.
The rest of his house burns down.
The door.
Is there one single act that could have been done?
Close the door.
To help prevent this needless loss of life and property?
Close the door.
What should these people have done?
Close the door.
Do you know that a door is one of the best pieces of firefighting and life-saving equipment?
Close the door.
And if you leave a room that is on fire?
Close the door.
If you simply close the door?
Close the door.
It will help stop the fire and smoke from spreading too quickly.
Close the door.
This life-saving information is brought to you by this station and the New York City Fire Department. Close the door, please.
UL, Underwriters Laboratory, is a science and safety company. Its research institute has long been studying the fire science and felt a campaign design to drill in, close the door, was important. It released a number of public service announcements, close your door and close when you doze. Here's part of a clip of a UL PSA.
Hey, did you hear fire is getting faster because of modern materials, construction, and furniture?
Yeah, close your bedroom door at night and take heed. It helps to slow a fire's speed. So,
close your bedroom door at night, just in case the house ignites. It helps to slow a fire's speed by the minutes that you need. If you can get out, you gotta get out. Shut your door on. The fires grow real tough, and that could save your favorite stuff.
Now joining us is UL spokesman and chemist Steve Wojnarowski, who called in from the company headquarters in Illinois.
One of the things that we noticed through all of our research here at Underwriters Laboratories was that we have noticed that the floor plans and the use of modern materials has dramatically affected the amount of time that it allows for a person to get out of a burning building. For example, our research shows that back in 1980s, on average, from the time a smoke alarm went off, you would have 17 minutes to evacuate a building. Today, our data shows that you have less than 3 minutes. So many things that go into contributing that 3 minutes or that loss of that 14 minutes, but some of the things to consider are the way that buildings are designed nowadays, an open floor plan, which is very popular for new homes, also causes fires to spread quickly. Different types of new and innovative building materials have also contributed to a quicker burning process. So all these things go into why we have less time to get out of the building. I cannot stress this enough. We're almost at a point now. We're back, you know, many of us, and I apologize because I'm an older person. I'm about 53 years old, so I got used to the fact that you could probably grab a couple value possessions and, you know, your animals, your pets, and everything, and get out of the building. Unfortunately, nowadays, you just don't have that time. So
well,
you really need to get out of the building as soon as you hear a fire alarm or a smoke alarm.
That's pretty startling. 3 minutes to get out.
Yeah, and we normally try to stress that in one of the safety aspects to keep in mind is associated with our campaigns right now. We have two different campaigns. One is called Close the Door, and the other one is Close Before You Doze. Okay. What we're finding out is that a closed door creates a barrier. So if you imagine your open floor plan home, if you are trapped in a building or if you're leaving a building that has a fire behind you, one of the things you want to keep in mind is to always close the door. The data that shows what that door can actually do as a barrier is quite startling. Our data shows that if you are in a trapped room and the fire is being blocked by that door. Even a hollow core door can withstand temperatures up to 2,000 degrees on one side of the door and yet still be at ambient or room temperature on the other side of that door. And that door will provide you 5 minutes, maybe even 10 minutes for a solid core door. And again, this is all about giving you time to get out of the building.
That's pretty amazing. You know, I know in the Marco Polo building, they had the original doors that were in the building had a 45-minute burn rate. And I believe in this case, the occupants, you know, when they saw the fire started, they just, you know, got out of the building in the nick of time and couldn't remember if they closed the door or not. But the investigation revealed that the door was left open.
And an open door leads to feeding the oxygen to the fire. A closed door in a closed room, if the fire's in a closed room with a closed door, it will consume the oxygen and remove one of the critical three parts of having a fire, okay, which is oxygen. So you definitely will allow yourself more time by closing that door, depleting the oxygen from the fire and slowing it down enough for you to evacuate the building.
It is... I guess when you think about it, 3 minutes isn't a lot of time. And are you going to remember to close the door behind you? Because, you know, you're just so fearful. You're in a panic trying to get out.
Sure. And what we try to stress to everyone is to get a good idea of what an evacuation plan is for your home or for the building you live in. It is the best prevention for a fire is to be prepared. Because just as you said, panic strikes in, and panic is one of your worst enemies when you're trying to evacuate a building. We strongly recommend that everybody sit down with their family, walk through their building, walk through each room, and have an evacuation plan set. If a fire is outside of this door, how do I get out of this building? If I can't get out of this room, what should I do? For example, you should close the door. That should be the first thing. You should also take a towel and wet it and put it under at the base of the door to not allow smoke to come into the room, if you can. These are all things that you should practice and keep as part of a fire drill for your family in case of an emergency. Because, God forbid, anything should happen, you will be prepared if you keep practicing these thoughts.
And all these things came out of the research that your institute has been compiling over a decade or more.
More than a decade, yeah. It's, you know, Underwriters Laboratories has been around for well over 100 years. So
we've
been testing products for safety considerations for since the inception of our company. I think we are now celebrating our 110th, 120th anniversary. I lose track.
I think many people are familiar with the UL symbol on a lot of things that we see every day and use every day.
Yes, and it's something to look for out in a product. The wealth of what UL actually tests for outside of just electrical and fire, we test, we are now getting involved with cybersecurity. We are now getting involved with all other aspects in terms of water safety, in terms of electronics safety that are out there, battery safety, the evolving technology that's out there. UL has tried to be on the forefront working with manufacturers to create a safe world. And for example, you do remember that there was a lot of talk about the safety of hoverboards, and UL was involved with the manufacturers to create a standard for safety for hoverboards, for their battery packs and things like to that effect, to try and make that industry and that product more safer to the public.
Right, so we've got all these new technologies and new hazards that may come along with them, whether they be batteries or other devices that may be prone to igniting.
Correct. And one other thing to keep in mind in terms of fire prevention that is very critical is to check your smoke detectors. If you don't have a smoke detector in your home, I cannot stress enough the importance of having a smoke detector in your home. Two out of every five fires... fatalities are based on a building that did not have a smoke detector in it. So it is super important to have a smoke detector. It is also important to check your batteries in your smoke detector at least annually. There are so many times that somebody will unintentionally activate a smoke detector, pull out the batteries because they don't want to hear that alarm, and they forget to put the batteries back in. And that's just a recipe for disaster.
You mentioned that fires need oxygen. One of, what, three things they need? What are the other two?
The triangle of a fire involves oxygen, a fuel source, and an ignition source. Okay, so, you know, if you take away one of the three sides of that triangle, then a fire should not start.
Okay. You mentioned that you had a second related campaign, Close Before You Doze.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that we are strongly stressing is that before you go to sleep is to close your bedroom door each night. The thought behind that is that you have that closed door or that barrier in case of fire. Now, we do understand that there are parents out there that certainly like to keep their door open and listen for a young child or someone in another bedroom. And we normally would suggest that if that is the case, you can certainly get a monitor to listen in to your child's bedroom and still provide the safety that that door can give.
Right. So it really acts as a shield, whether you're
correct,
awake or asleep.
Yes.
Anything else you can share with us? I noticed when I was surfing online that the various states and cities have, you know, their own safety campaign and have some modification of shut the door, shut your door.
Mm-hmm.
What else can you share with us?
One other thing about smoke detectors that many people don't realize is that they do have a shelf life in terms of their effectiveness. It's normally given that if your smoke detector is more than 10 years old, it should be replaced. They just do not work properly after a certain amount of time. They should be replaced at a minimum every 10 years. Test them annually to make sure that they still work. And if for some reason they don't, then replace them. And, you know, we always do recommend there are some wonderful products out there that will have smoke detectors in series, which means if one detector in your home goes off, all the detectors in your homes goes off, which would alarm you for trouble in any level of your home.
And then I'm sure there are devices for the deaf community as well.
Yes, there are. There are definitely devices that involve flashing lights and so forth, strobe lighting and things like that, to that nature,
okay,
that are available on the market.
Right. So variations of these safety devices to kind of keep people safe and keep their property safe as well.
Correct.
Well, very valuable information. We do thank you for joining us. We hope that you keep warm there in the Chicago area. And thanks so much again for sharing the expertise and the knowledge.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate that you take the time for me to have a quick talk with you. Thanks again.
That was UL chemist Steve Woyernowski talking about the campaign to save lives by urging people to remember to close the door. It's a fire safety campaign that some hope could be as effective as Stop, Drop, and Roll, a campaign many people remember being taught in schools growing up. Honolulu's fire department says it's looking into whether it should start a close the door campaign, given what we saw happen with the Marco Polo fire.